This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's news from AHARS. The regular crowd enjoyed lunch on Friday at the Blackwood RSL, and as is usual on the fourth Friday of the month, it was Ladies' Day. Well, at least we had one lady partner and better half in attendance to keep Barry in line. You should all have heard the news about vk5.au forum by now, and if you haven't already done so, jump on to www.vk5.au and register and have a look around. Check out the document attached to this week's news brief for all of the links that Dr. Kim Thalassoudis provided about his electronically assisted astronomy presentation. There's lots of good information in there. One last plug for the questionnaire. If you haven't already done it, please open up the PDF and fill it out and return it by email to either myself at president@ahars.au or even better to Paul, VK5PH, at training@ahars.au. Don't forget that this is your chance to tell us all about the good and bad and your hopes and expectations of the club. We're hoping that everybody will be honest and open in their responses. For those that don't have or use email, we will have hard copies at future Saturday sessions and club meetings, and a few people did do this last club meeting. The next Saturday session coming up will be a presentation on the practical use of FT8 on the HF bands. I don't profess to be an expert on FT8, so this will just be a demonstration of how I've put together my setup and how I run it in conjunction with automatic logging to QRZ and Logbook of the World using other associated free software. Hopefully we can get some contacts on the day. Also, we need to find out how many people would be interested in taking part in a workshop with Keith, VK5OQ, to build a Balun suitable for an off-centre fed OCF dipole. This will be our Saturday session for December, and we are hoping to put together a whole kit to assemble on the day. If you think you would be interested in participating in this activity, can you drop me an email at president@ahars.au? We're hoping that the kit will be in the vicinity of $30 to $35 for everything. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and come up and join us and become comfortable with being on air. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB, Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 19.30 hours. One of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the ANZA, Australia, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day, but all are welcome any day. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share everything with all our members. Don't forget to check out the AHARS website and Facebook group page. Some interesting stuff there. Well, that's all from me now. So stay happy, keep making contacts, stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last weekend saw the launch of Project Horus's 60th launch from Mount Barker, with many stations around the state receiving both imagery and telemetry from the flight. Check out the AREG website for a full flight report, including a great video showcasing the entire flight from launch through to landing. Our 25th anniversary special event callsign, VI25ARIG, is still active, and as of early last week, we've had over 7,000 contacts. We've still got a few days left in the callsign, so keep an ear out on the HF bands to nab a contact. Ian, VK5ZD, and David, VK5KK, will be activating VI25ARIG on the microwave bands this Sunday at 1 p.m., on all microwave bands from 1.3 GHz right up to 134 GHz. They will be using 439 MHz simplex as a liaison frequency, so if you have microwave band gear, please give them a call. If you've worked VI25ARIG on more than three different modes, you can now apply for an award, so check out the ARIG website for more information. QSL cards for working VI25ARIG will be available by the online QSL request service run by Charles Mike0OXO, with details available on the ARIG website. ARIG's next event is our monthly fox hunt on Friday the 8th of September, where there will be three transmitters hidden within a 5 km radius of the start location to find. We'll start at the North Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 p.m, with liaison on the VK5RSB 70cm repeater during the hunt. The frequencies of the foxes are 145.3, 144.39 and 439.4 MHz. Our next general business meeting will be on Friday the 15th of September, with a presentation by Michaela VK3FUR on how they used amateur radio on their trip across outback Western Australia last year. As usual, you can find out all the details about upcoming events by visiting the website at www.arig.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last week I informed you of our upcoming annual general meeting. We were pleasantly surprised at the roll-up, as we had a full meeting room and no spare chairs, which was very heartening to see. The status quo has been very largely preserved, with only a couple of changes. With the sad passing of life member and joint club patron Trevor, VK5NC, Norbert, VK5 Mike Quebec, was elected to take over as one of the two ordinary members on the club's executive committee. Welcome aboard, Norbert. Tom, VK5EE, was again elected as our broadcast officer, with President Peter, VK5BE, backing him up. All other positions remain unchanged. No awards were made at the AGM, as President Peter, VK5BE, was absent on a top-secret mission somewhere far, far away. It was agreed that Peter will make these presentations at our next activity night on Friday the 8th September, which is a week later than normal, because we have deferred that meeting by 1 week to allow James, VK3JBM, to attend and give a presentation on his ever-evolving car tracking system for car rallies. As there is a rally on the following Saturday night, it was thought best to move the activity night back 1 week in order that James could come over from Horsham in Victoria and complete both activities in the 1 weekend. James is nothing if not dedicated to the hobby, as he often makes the trip to help us out with car rally checkpoints. Well done, and thank you, James. With the AGM now behind us, we can crack on with some of our projects. Hopefully this means that we can fill you in on the highly secret one that we've been hinting about for the last few months. It will also mean that we can return to the club trailer upgrade project very shortly, as we need to keep Nick, VK5 November Juliet Sierra, busy so that he doesn't get bored. Hi, hi. Because of the changes to our public liability insurance cover, we have decided that, as the WIA is no longer involved and is not subsidising club members who are also WIA members, we have now made our annual membership fee just $35 for all members instead of a two-tiered subsidy. This will greatly simplify our record-keeping for our hard-working treasurer, Andrew, VK5VKC, and myself. That's all I have for this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday, at the meeting. We had an excellent talk by a newly licensed amateur, Graham, VK5GM, and he gave us the details of his early life and how his father was in the RAAF and that they went to many different postings, one of which was the Woomera Rocket Range, where he saw the launching of rockets such as the Blue Streak. So, yeah, that would have been something to see at a young age. When he grew up, he joined the Australian Army and became a member of the Royal Australian Survey Corps. And there he was involved in mapping projects and so forth. And after leaving the Army, he studied electronics at the Regency College of TAFE. And then he gave a great detailed history about the development of television sets and how they were serviced and so forth. And then he showed us many of his pieces of test gear. So that was a very absorbing talk there, Graham. So thank you very much indeed. And once again, a reminder that the Northeast Radio Club memberships are now due. And the full membership fee is $30 per annum. Concession and student membership fees are $20 per annum. And if you pay the membership by the September meeting, then there's a discount of $5. So don't forget to renew your membership of the Northeast Radio Club. Well, that's all for this week. Say negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.